We want to hear the next story about 37-year-old Crystal Snyder. It's part of our series called The Struggle to Stay. Last time, we found out that Crystal, a non-traditional student, was in her first semester of college while also working 33 hours a week for a job training program called Refresh Appalachia.
All right, next, we are going to go to Mount West Community and Technical College, and I'm going to go to the tutoring lab and submit an essay that was due last week and start a rough draft for another one. We're going to go there a little bit early before my class starts at 1 and hopefully get that finished.
Last summer was an especially stressful time for Crystal, and by August, things got worse. Roxy Todd reports.
Last year, Crystal's 18-year-old son, Aaron, left home unexpectedly. It began with a heated argument.
We had a little bit of a falling out. I think I was demanding a lot.
Crystal says she was putting pressure on Aaron to improve his grades in school. He was about to start his senior year in high school. She also wanted him to help more around the house. Remember, she's been going to school and working full time, so she's been having a rough time cooking and cleaning at home.
I was wanting him to help and just sort of demanding that he do things around the house and help me with his sister. And so he said something really disrespectful. And I told him to leave, and he did. It ripped my heart out because I don't feel like he's at a safe place, and if something happened to him, then I would just like never forgive myself, you know?
Aaron didn't answer her calls, and she didn't hear from him for weeks after he left. She knew he was staying with his dad, her ex-husband, but she was still worried.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing and, you know, what he's eating and if he's around secondhand smoke. Like, just all of those things that go through a mother's head.
Then, in mid-June, about 9 weeks after they had their falling out, Aaron's stepbrother was killed in a go-kart accident. Aaron came home after that. Crystal recorded this entry at their small home in Ona while she was cooking him a burrito and listening to a Philip Glass CD.
Aaron is taking a nap and came to visit me, so I wanted to feed him. And it's raining.
She steps on the porch for a minute to watch the rain.
Wow, that was lightning and thunder in Ona.
Things got better between Crystal and her son, but she could tell he was having trouble with the death of his stepbrother. He was quiet, and she could tell he was hurting. Also, every time she mentioned school, he changed the subject. She eventually found out that he dropped out of high school.
So he had to do really well this year to pass, to graduate. And he lost his stepbrother in June, and it was just not, it wasn't possible this year for him to do perfect, get, you know, pass everything to be able to graduate. So, here we are, and that's okay. But I would be lying if I said, I'm not going to say I worry. Worry is not a good thing. I just want a happy life. I want my son to be secure. I want to be secure and stable. I want to do that so I can extend that to them, to my children, to my community. I just want to be self-sustainable, self-reliant. Oh.
Then things got more stressful at work. Remember those squash plants she was planting in July? Well, heavy rains washed away most of the seeds that she'd sown. She recorded this next entry when she was working until dusk to replant.
I just got here in Milton to the farm to reseed some squash that was supposed to have been done last week.
She was halfway through replanting the seeds when she left for vacation. She'd been planning it for a few weeks now. Well, it was kind of a working vacation. Here's something I haven't told you about Crystal. During the last presidential election, she was head over heels for Bernie Sanders. She felt like he was the first politician who understood her struggle.
These politicians are on the side of the greedy corporate billionaires, the 1%, while people like me can't pay their rent and buy food.
For the first time, Crystal had someone to root for as a politician, and it was important for her to attend the Democratic National Convention and volunteer for the Sanders campaign. So in July, she was given 3 days off work on the farm to go to Philadelphia. But once she was in Philadelphia, the people she was getting a ride home with said they planned on staying till Friday, the same day she was supposed to be at work. She didn't call or text her boss, but she did send a message.
I sent an email late Wednesday night, about midnight, Thursday morning. I was due to be back at work Thursday. Said, I'm sorry. I can't make it. I can't make it in the rest of the week.
When she came back, her boss, Ben, asked why she didn't just call or text. Crystal remembers being frustrated with the question, and it turned into a bit of an argument.
You know what? I was in Philadelphia fighting, like, for our democracy, our freedom. They cut me some slack. And that's pretty much what I said, and I think that they're more upset about my attitude about it than even the actual aspect of me emailing instead of calling in. So yesterday they told me that I was beyond like a probationary period.
Her bosses said if she was late or didn't show up for work again, then she would be terminated. The threat of losing her job, combined with the trouble she was having with her son, her intense disappointment that Bernie Sanders lost the primaries, and the pressure of having to replant the entire squash field in the midst of everything else, it was too much stress.
I'm not sleeping, and I'm having, like, chest pain, and just so much pressure. I feel so alone.
She tried to call her sister, her only family member she's close to, but she couldn't get a hold of her.
It would just be really nice if there were, like, a mother or a father, or a grandparent, or an aunt or uncle or someone that I could just hug, and, like, that would just tell me it's gonna be okay. But there's not. It's like I'm the one that has to lift everybody else up, and like I like doing that for people, but sometimes I just need somebody to be that person for me.
The next morning, Crystal had to go to a special meeting with her bosses and talk about what would happen next. We'll hear more about that next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Cabell County, West Virginia. Thank you.
Tune in next week to hear the next part of Crystal Snyder's Struggle to Stay.